Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world is firmly established, it cannot be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. We now have the joy of the notices. I'll give a couple then, I'll hand over to a couple of other people. A reminder that next Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we have the Chant King Songs of Praise. If people are able to make cakes to go with the tea that's being served in the afternoon, that'd be amazing. If you could see Brenda, that'd be brilliant. Also, there's a sign-up sheet at the back for being here to receive the shoe boxes. There's vacancies on Friday and Saturday morning if you're able to fill up the slots. I'd like to give an enormous thank you to Kieran and Melody for last night. It was absolutely amazing. And Kieran would like to say something.
So thank everybody who did come last night, and thank you always for your support every time we do this. And yeah, it just doesn't work without you guys. And we, so because of you, we managed to raise £1,022.51. So, thank you very much.
Do we have any birthdays coming up this week? Nobody owning up to a birthday? Oh, so we can't have the birthday. Hadrian. Oh, right. Is he hiding in the corner? Would you like to wear the birthday hat? Which day's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, a school day, that's a shame, but have a great day. Oh. So we come before our God to praise and worship his name as we sing Holy Forever. If you'd like to stand if you're able.
Your name is the greatest.
We thank you that your name is higher than any other name. Your name is higher than any ruler or dictator or president or prime minister. Your name is higher than any of those, Lord, and we cry out to you today and bring you our praise and worship. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm keeping an eye on the time. Please be seated, and we're going to watch the video of the
Stories of the Bible. Peter heals a beggar who can't walk. This is Peter.
Hey-o!
Who was one of Jesus' disciples.
Yep.
Peter told people about Jesus. Peter and John went to the temple to pray. As they neared the temple, a man who couldn't walk from the time he was born was being carried in. Each day, the man was put beside the temple gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When the man saw Peter and John, he asked them for some money.
Please help.
Peter said, "Look at us." The man looked up at them eagerly, thinking that they would give him some money, but Peter said, "I don't have any money for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk." Then Peter took the man by the hand and helped him up. As he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened.
Woohoo!
He jumped up and began to walk, then walking, leaping, and praising God.
Come on!
He went into the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God.
Wait, is that? I think so.
When they realized he was the man who couldn't walk who had been sitting outside the gate asking for money, they were absolutely amazed.
Wow!
Peter asked the people, "What's so surprising about this? Why stare at us as though we made this man walk by our own power?" He reminded all of the people that it was God's power who healed this man and encouraged all of them to turn from their sins and follow God with their whole hearts.
We look forward to hearing God's word in a bit later on that passage. We are a little bit early, but the children are now going to leave us, and they're going to have their time of remembrance out in Sunday Club. So should we just pray for the children before they go? Father God, we thank you for all the children and young people with us today. We thank you for the leaders, and we just ask that as they go out first to remember and then to learn more about Peter and John and the lame man, that you will bless them, that you will be with them, and that they will learn more about you and how much you love them. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen. Can we have the slide up, please, Derek? A meditation and a prayer. Today we come together in remembrance of those who have died in two world wars, those who have died since, and those who died today through current conflict between nations. For some, this time will still be personal. It will be hard, hurting, and lonely. Yet for others, it will be place only, seen through images, stories told or handed down through family generations, or seen through the media. And although devoid of personal contact, it will be equally disturbing. As we remember the sacrifice made by so many, we do not come to glorify war, but to recognize its cost, the human life lost, and the suffering caused to all involved and affected by the actions taken. Today, in our remembrance, we also come together to recommit ourselves before God to be those peacemakers and peacekeepers that Jesus asks all his disciples to become through the way we live our lives together. We come to express our common humanity shared in the light of Christ by pausing to recognize the value of every life, past and present. It is at times such as these that our faith grinds against the reality of an often hard, unforgiving and uncomprehending world. As we reflect on the horrors endured by those we remember today, we may also find ourselves challenged in our understanding of human nature and why change and forgiveness can appear to be a slow progress between individuals or within nations as we see others continuing along paths of destruction today. God our Father, we come on this day remembering those who have died in war, those of our families and communities, those who still suffer in mind or body as a result of war. We come on this day to commit ourselves to work and search for peace in every nation, in every home, and in every heart, to pledge as far as we are able to care for those who suffer because of humankind's folly, in the name of Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. Amen. And should we say together the prayer that Jesus taught us? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass, against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We are a few minutes early, but I don't think that matters. We are remembering those that have lost. So should we stand for, if you're able, for 2 minutes of silence? to remember those past and present in wars all over the world.